感谢主弟兄为我们很好的诠释了这首诗歌。
We thank the brother who led us for this very good victorious hymn.
弟兄提醒我们胜过我们肉体软弱的秘诀。
Our brother reminded us the secret by which we can overcome the weakness of the flesh.
乃是向主存着一颗诚实爱主的心。
Is to have a heart that is truthful and loving toward him.
愿主的爱一直激励着我们。
May the love of the Lord continue to constrain us.
让我们能够保守一颗爱主的心。
So that he can keep this heart who loves him.
请我们打开圣经，我们先读几处的经文，在启示录里。
Let's open our Bible and read a few scriptures.
启示录第一章。
Revelation, Book of Revelation, Chapter 1.
启示录第一章，我们先读一到三节。
We'll first read verses 1-3.
耶稣基督的启示，就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的，都证明出来。念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bond servants the things which must shortly take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bond servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
我们接下来从第九节读到第二十节。
And then we'll read from verse 9 through verse 20.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛，当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，你所看见的当写在书上，达与以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、撒迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
The book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 9, I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet saying, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.And in the middle of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his breast with a golden girdle. And his head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow. And his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet were like burnished bronze when it has been caused to glow in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. And in his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as a dead man. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. Write therefore the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
好，我们再翻到第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
我们读21到22节。
We'll read verses 21 and 22.
21节，得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
3:21 He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨的同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning.
主，我们愿我们一同在你面前聚集的时候。
We desire that as we gather before you,
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Let us who have a ear hear the words that the Spirit says to the churches.
主，求你赐给我们有能听的耳朵。
Lord, we ask you to grant us the ear that can hear.
赐给我们有一颗受教的心。
And give us a teachable heart.
主，好叫你的话能够在我们心中成就你所喜悦的心意。
So that your word in our heart can accomplish your heart's desire.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
启示录开宗明义就告诉我们，这封书信最主要的内容就是耶稣基督的启示。
The book of Revelation, right off the bat, told us with no uncertain terms that the key of this book is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
什么是耶稣基督的启示呢？
So what is this testimony of Jesus Christ?
简单的说，就是关乎对耶稣基督的认识。
Simply put, it is about the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
认识他是怎样的一位。
To know what kind of a one he is.
认识他做了什么事。
To know what he has done.
并且他将来还要做什么。
In addition, we to know what he will do in the future.
很多时候，当我们读启示录的时候，我们会觉得很深奥。读不懂。
A lot of times when we read the book of Revelation, we feel that this is so deep and we don't understand it.
但我们要记得，启示录最主要的内容乃是耶稣基督的启示。
However, we need to remember that the most important content of this book of Revelation is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
神是非常乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里。
The Lord is delighted to reveal his Son in us.
因此当我们读不懂的时候，我们可以来向神求。
So when we read to a passage where we don't understand, we can entreat the Lord.
他必叫我们读得懂。
And he will enable us to understand it.
因为这是他所乐意的。
Because this is what he delights in.
因为我们带着这样一个谦卑，也倚靠神的心，我们来一同的从启示录领受神的话语。
And with a heart of humility, we want to receive the word directly from him as we read this book of Revelation.
圣经告诉我们，这个启示是神赐给主耶稣基督的。
The Bible tells us that this is a revelation that God gave to Jesus.
他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
Therefore, Jesus sent and communicated by his angel to his bondservant John.
然后约翰就把耶稣基督的启示证明出来。
And then John bore witness to this testimony of Jesus Christ.
证明的意思就是做见证，然后把它宣扬，把它报道出来。
So what does bearing witness means? It is to report an eyewitness account.
而约翰他所见证出来的就成为神所托付给教会的那一个见证。
Whatever John bore witness then became the testimony that God entrusted to the church.
因此耶稣基督的见证乃是属乎主的，也是为着主的。
Therefore the testimony of Jesus Christ is of the Lord and for the Lord.
这个见证是从主而来， 也是为着主得荣耀的。
And this testimony was from the Lord, and it is to glorify the Lord.
使徒约翰他所做的见证是真实的，因为这是他亲眼看过、亲耳听过的。
The testimony bore by John was true because this is something that he has seen with his own eyes and he has touched with his own hands.
对，约翰所做的见证是可信的，因为是他在圣灵里面所看见、所听见的。
And the testimony that John bore was can be trusted because this is what he sees in the Spirit.
在第一世纪末，约翰因着为耶稣基督做见证，他就被放逐在拔摩的海岛上。
Toward the end of the first century, because John bore witness for the testimony of Jesus, he was exiled to the island named Patmos.
在当时，耶稣基督的见证在教会中受到撒旦严厉的攻击和破坏。
At the time, the testimony of Jesus Christ was under severe attack by Satan.
教会处在一个内忧外患的一个处境中。
The church was in a condition where there are internal turmoil and external attack.
它外面有罗马帝国和犹太教的逼迫。
And externally, there were attacks by the Roman Empire and by Judaism.
在里面，撒旦借着各样的异端邪说和谎言来搅扰耶稣基督的见证。
And internally within the church, through heresies, apostasies, and all these lies, it is disturbing the church.
仇敌也借着罪各样的罪恶和世界来侵蚀在教会中的那个见证。
And the enemy also used sin and the world to encroach the territory of the church.
就是在这样的时候，神把启示录赐给了教会。
And it is precisely at this moment where God has entrusted the book of Revelation to us.
目的就是要来坚固神的儿女们。
And his purpose was to strengthen the children of God.
并且在神的教会当中来恢复耶稣基督的见证。
And his purpose is also to recover his own testimony among his people.
当我们来到二十一世纪的今天，
When we spring forward to the 21st century today,
神教会的见证同样的也受到撒旦厉害的攻击和破坏。
The testimony of the church was also under severe attack and destruction by the enemy.
神的教会在地上也面临了内忧外患的一个处境。
And the church of God is also under internal turmoil and external attack.
举一个例子，我们知道在有些的国家当中啊，我们看到神的教会、神的见证在教会当中受到迫，基督徒受到迫害。
For instance, we see that in some countries, Christians are being persecuted.
在过去暑假啊，我大女儿有机会到中东啊几个国家。
In the past summer, my oldest daughter had the opportunity to visit several countries in the Middle East.
感谢主的保守，她平安的回来。
We thank the keeping power of God, and so he returned safely.
在她去之前，我们为她的行程祷告。
Before she departed, we prayed for her itinerary.
但是是主的保守，让我们没有去啊，研究他要去的这些国家有没有什么危险。
However, it was the keeping power of the Lord that we did not drill down on all this danger that she might face.
当他回来之后，我们才进一步的发现，他所去的这些地方，对基督徒到那里来为主做见证是相当危险的。
Only after she came home, then it dawned on us that in some of these countries where she has been, when Christians bore testimony for God, it is actually quite dangerous.
所以在那些国家里面，他们法律是明文禁止基督徒来向人传福音，来做见证。
Because in some of those countries, it clearly stated in the law that prohibits Christians from bearing testimony for Jesus.
我们也听到一些基督徒在那里为主所做的见证，他们所要面临的那个危险、那个逼迫是何等的大。
And we also heard about stories from her about how the persecutions and dangers those Christians in those countries face.
然而主与他所爱的儿女们同在。
However, the Lord presents His presence with the children that He so loved.
是主亲自在他的教会中来维持他自己的见证。
It is the Lord Himself personally who is keeping the testimony of Jesus.
今天的教会也面临了另外一种的挑战啊，这是我们比较熟悉的，就是在我们所在的这个国家当中，看到有一些 比较激进的一些平权团体，他们在那里批评基督徒，在那里攻击教会。
And then there's another kind of attacks that we're fairly familiar with, which is today. You see that there are some people who are into affirmative right activists. They criticize and they attack Christians and the church.
这些的批评和攻击，深深的影响教会对主真理的持守。
And these criticisms and attack deeply affected how the church keep hold of the truth.
更进一步的严重破坏了那神教会合一的见证。
Furthermore, it deeply destroyed the testimony of oneness by the church.
今天仇敌借着各样的事，在神的教会当中来分裂神的儿女们。
Today, the enemy used all kinds of means to separate the children.
以致我们看到那基督身体合一的见证受到严峻的一个考验。
Therefore, we are under severe challenge to keep the testimony of oneness as the church.
所以我们何等需要从启示录这卷书信里头来被主坚固。
So how we need the book of Revelation to be strengthened by these words.
叫主耶稣基督的见证能够在我们中间被主来恢复起来。
So that the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ can be raised up in our midst.
启示录的作者约翰，当他写信给亚细亚七个教会的时候，他说
：“So the author of this book of Revelation, John, he wrote,
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道。”并为给耶稣做见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛。
Which is in verse 9, I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
这节圣经的原文，若直接翻译的话，他就说出了约翰的双重身份：一是弟兄，第二是伙伴。
So if you take the literal translation from the original text, it illustrates the dual status of John. First, he is a brother. Second, he is a companion.
意思就是在耶稣的患难国度忍耐上，同为弟兄，同为伙伴。
Which is in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance in Jesus, John is the fellow brother and companion.
约翰的意思乃是要告诉在当时在第一世纪与他同为弟兄同为伙伴的基督徒。
John's purpose is to tell the Christians on earth who are his fellow brethren and fellow companion.
这信息当然也包括了我们在内。
And his message, John's message is also for us.
就是为耶稣基督做见证是一件何等有福何等荣耀的事。
Which is to bear testimony for Jesus Christ is such a blessed and glorious thing.
因为我们是为着主耶稣国度的降临而遭遇在患难中能够建立像主耶稣那样坚忍不移的性格。
Because it is through tribulation as the kingdom of God comes, and that is his building this character of a steadfastness and perseverance in us.
就像使徒保罗在他晚年为主殉道之前，他写信提醒提摩太一样。
Just like the apostle Paul in his old age, before his martyrdom, he wrote to Timothy in this epistle.
他说不要以给我们的主做见证为耻。
Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。
Or of me, his prisoner.
总要按神的能力为与我同为福音同受苦难。
But join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God.
他接着说，我也受这些苦难。
And he continued to say, for this reason, I also suffer these things.
然而我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁。
However, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed.
也深信他能保全我的保全我所交付他的直到那日。
And I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
感谢赞美主，在2000年的教会历史当中为我们留下许多美好的见证人。
We thank the Lord that over 2000 years of church history, he has left behind many, many beautiful witnesses.
他们如同云彩围着我们，激励着我们。
They're like a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, constraining us.
叫我们为着主的见证，一同在他的患难国度忍耐里 一同有份。
So that we can be fellow partaker of the tribulation and kingdom of perseverance which are in Jesus.
我们刚刚所读的经文乃是启示录中的第一个意象。
So what we just read, the scripture we just read, was the first vision in the book of Revelation.
这意象的主题乃是金灯台中间的人子。
The focal point of this vision was the Son of Man in the middle of the golden lampstand.
这人子就是在第一章五到六节里面讲到，就是那诚实做见证，从死里首先复活。为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
And this Son of Man is also referred to in verse 5 in the book of Revelation chapter 1. And the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings of the earth.
这个意象要告诉我们，我们越更多的认识我们的主，我们为主所做的见证才会更加的丰富有能力。
This vision tells us that the more we know the Lord, the more powerful and rich our testimony for our Jesus Christ would be.
感谢赞美主，这也是早先我们在波比聚会当中，在主面前一同做的见证。
Thank the Lord. This was also the testimony that we bore during table meeting earlier this morning.
他爱我们，用自己的血买赎了我们，脱离罪恶。
In verse 6, he has loved us and has used his own blood to release us from our sins by his blood.
又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。
And verse 6, he has made us to be a kingdom, priest to his God and Father.
所以早先弟兄提醒我们，我们今天能够来到父神和羔羊宝座的面前。
And our brother reminded us earlier that the reason why we could come into the presence of the throne and the Lamb.
在他面前来敬拜，在他面前来侍立。
And we could worship and stand in his presence.
乃是靠着羔羊的血。
It's by the blood of the Lamb.
乃是借着他的身体。
And it's through his body.
让我们能够来敬拜，来侍奉这位圣洁荣耀的神。
So that we can worship and serve this glorious and holy God.
这里讲到了在金灯台中间的人子，他身穿长衣，直垂到脚。
Here in verse 13 it says that this Son of Man clothed in a robe reaching to the feet.
他胸间束着金带。
And girded across his breast with a golden girdle.
这是告诉我们，我们的主他是那位升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
This is to tell us that he is this great high priest who has passed through the heavens.
他是我们的中保。他以爱为怀，常在父神面前为我们代求。
He is our mediator. His heart was full of love, and he has interceded for us constantly before God the Father.
他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪。
In verse 14, it says, "And his head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow."
这是说到我们主那样一个纯洁的生命，从里到外。完全的纯洁。
This speaks of his holy life of our Lord, from within to without, it is entirely holy.
他的眼目如同火焰。
And verse 14 it continues to say his eyes were like a flame of fire.
这是说到我们主的智慧，主的全知，万物在他面前都是赤露敞开，他都知道。
This speaks to our Lord's wisdom and his omniscient, and everything is open and laid bare before his eyes.
因此我们看到在后面两章的圣经里面，教会在他面前的光景也都是完全是显露的。
Therefore we see that in the next two chapters of the book of Revelation, all the conditions of the churches were all totally manifested before him.
而且他这如火焰的目光也能够净化我们的心。
And this eyes who were like a flame of fire could also purify our heart.
显明我们的不洁，好叫我们在他面前也能够向他成为纯洁。
So that the flame could also reveal our uncleanliness, so that we can also be turned into clean.
他的脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。
In verse 15, his feet were like burnished bronze, which it has been caused to glow in a furnace.
这铜乃是说到公义的审判，叫我们看到我们的主的脚中，他走过一条十字架的道路。
So bronze speaks to his righteous judgment, and we can see that the Lord has the feet of the Lord has gone through the way of the cross, so that He inaugurated this new and living way.
是借着他十字架的救恩，为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And because of this way of the cross, it has inaugurated a new and living way.
他的声音如同众水的声音。
And it talks about his voice like the voice of many thunders.
这说到我们属主的人，我们应该能够听见我们主说话的声音。
This tells us that we who are of the Lord ought to be able to hear the voice of the Lord.
就像羊认得牧人的声音一样。
Just like the sheep would hear the voice of the shepherd.
他说他的右手拿着七星。
Here it talks about how he is holding seven stars in his right hand.
他以他大能的膀臂来保守看顾教会的守望者。
So he used his mighty arm to keep the watchman for his church.
从他口中出来的是一把两刃的利剑。
In verse 16, it talks about from his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword.
从主口里所出的话，真是比一切两刃的利剑更快。主的话能够辨明我们的心思和意念。
Any word that came from his mouth is faster, sharper than any two-edged sword. It can judge the thoughts and intentions of our heart.
主的面貌如同烈日放光。
And it continues to say that his face is like the sun shining in strength.
讲到主的面充满了荣光，这个荣光就成为我们的医治和拯救。
It talks about here his countenance, who is full of glory and light, and which becomes our healing and our salvation.
当约翰一看见这样一位荣耀人子的形象的时候，他就扑倒在他的脚前。
When John saw this image of the Son of Man, he fell as a dead man before his feet.
像死了一样。
As a dead man.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们常常是这样子活在主荣耀的同在里。
If we dwell in the presence of the Lord in this manner,
弟兄姐妹，我们天然的肉体自然就像死了一样伏在主的脚前。
The natural self in us will naturally fall down before His feet.
就是在这样的一个在主的面前的这样的一个降服。
We have this condescension before the Lord.
主他亲自用他大能的膀臂来安慰我们，来扶持我们。
And the Lord will use His mighty arm to uphold us and protect us.
他告诉我们他是首先的，他是末后的。
And He tells us that He is the first and He is the last.
我们的主是何等的丰富，包罗万有。
And our Lord is so rich and abundant, with covering all aspects.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在主的面前承认我们自己的不配，自己的不行。
If we come to the presence of the Lord and we acknowledge that we are not worthy and we cannot do anything,
主就把他自己的丰富，把他所充满的充满在我们的生命里头。
Then the Lord will fill us with His abundance. He becomes our all in all.
接着他说，他是那存活的，他曾死过，现在又活，直活到永永远远。
And in verse 18, Jesus continues to say, "I'm the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever."
主就是那生命。
The Lord is the life.
那永远的生命，那一个得胜的生命。
The eternal life, the victorious life.
他手里已经拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And in his hand he holds the keys of death and of Hades.
我们的主已经借着死，他把那个死亡给废去了。
So through death he has rendered death powerless.
因此今天死亡和阴间的权柄都掌握在主的手里。
Therefore, the dominion of death and Hades are in the hands of our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主实在是太丰富了。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord indeed is so rich.
就是历世历代的众圣徒，我们一同来见证，也没有办法把主基督那样的丰盛完全的见证出来。
No wonder saints from all generations, all ages, when we all gather together, we cannot express enough of the richness and abundance of the Lord.
在启示录第一个意象里头，它不仅包括第一章里头在七个金灯台中间的人子，它也包括了在第二章和第三章，就是给教会的那个信息。
In the first vision of the chapter 1 of the book of Revelation, not only does he talk about the Son of Man, and there's also this recovery of God's church.
Yeah, sorry, the message.
Oh, the message that God wants to give to the churches.
对，因为当耶稣基督的见证在教会中失落了，我们看见神乃是借着教会中的得胜者来恢复主耶稣基督的见证。
Because when the testimony of the church has fallen short, the Lord uses overcomers in the church to recover His testimony.
在旧约时代，以色列百姓是神所使用在万国万民中见证神的那个器皿。
So in the Old Testament, God used the people of Israel to testify of Himself among many people and many nations.
而教会是神在新约时代用来彰显耶稣基督见证的那个器皿。
And in the New Testament, God used the church to manifest His own testimony.
因为在一章二十节那边告诉我们，七灯台就是七个教会。
Because in Revelation 1:20, the seven churches, seven lampstands represent the seven churches.
这里乃是代表神在历史历代中的全教会。
So these seven churches represent all the churches throughout all generations.
所以我们看见人只在金字塔中间，乃是看到今天神要借着教会来彰显耶稣基督那个荣耀的见证。
And we see that the Son of Man in the lampstands, in the middle of the lampstands, this means that He is going to use the church to manifest the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们知道灯台本身它是不发光的。
We know that a lampstand itself would not emit light.
灯台乃是那发光所用的那个器皿。
The lampstand is a vessel by which light can be emitted.
换句话说，教会不是见证自己，教会乃是要见证耶稣基督。
In other words, the church is not testifying itself; it is testifying for the Lord Jesus Christ.
上个主日弟兄告诉我们，当旧约以色列百姓后来被掳到巴比伦去的时候。
Last week, our brother reminded us that when the people were in captivity in Babylon,
体贴神心意的渔民，他们就从巴比伦被掳之地，他们归回到耶路撒冷，来为神重建圣殿和圣城。
So from the land of captivity, the remnant, the people, people who are mindful of God's heart desire, they return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple and rebuild the city.
神借着这一班归回的渔民来恢复神所失落的见证。
Therefore, the Lord is using this group of remnant to recover His testimony that has been lost.
在新约时代，当神的教会被世界掳去的时候。
So in the new covenant, when the church has been captured by the church, by the world.
就当仇敌把耶稣基督的见证从教会里头来夺去的时候。
Which means that the enemy has taken away the testimony from the church.
神要借着得胜者来代表教会。来恢复耶稣基督的见证。
The Lord wants to use overcomers to recover the testimony of Jesus Christ.
因此，我们从启示录第二、第三章里头，我们看到圣灵一次又一次的在教会中来呼召得胜者。
Therefore, in chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation, we see that the Holy Spirit keeps calling out for the overcomers again and again.
那怎样才是得胜者呢
？Then how do you become an overcomer?
简单的说，得胜者乃是。执着于照着基督的一般人。
Simply put, overcomers are the ones who persist in following the pattern of the Lord.
我们看到当约翰写信给亚细亚七个教会的那些书信。
We see the letters that John sent to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
这七封书信的结构都是一样的。
The structure of these seven letters are the same.
它都包括了三个部分。
It contains three components.
它首先说到主耶稣的那个特性和他的作为。
The first portion talks about the special nature and the doing of the Lord.
因为这是神衡量教会见证的唯一的标准。
Because this is the standard by which God measures whether the church has kept the testimony.
对，神衡量教会有没有见证。乃是根据耶稣基督。
In other words, God measures whether a church has the testimony based on Christ.
对，当这个教会在这个见证上面有失落和偏差的时候呢，第二部分就说到主对教会的责备。
When the church has fallen short or has deviated from this testimony of Jesus Christ, then the Lord would give His reproof.
主的责备乃是要来恢复。
And the purpose of the Lord's rebuke is to recover.
并且向教会来发出那个得胜的呼召。
And He is also calling for the victorious calling.
所以这三个部分都是彼此呼应，彼此有关联的。
And these three parts are complementary and interconnected with one another.
因此我们看到得胜者，他不仅对主有一个真实的认识。
Therefore, we see that overcomers not only do they have a true understanding of the Lord Jesus.
他知道神在见证上面他所要得着的那个标准。
An overcomer knows the standard by which God wants his testimony to be upheld.
并且得胜者他愿意照着这样的一个标准来生活，来侍奉。
Furthermore, the overcomer is willing to follow the standard in his life and in his service.
今天这得胜的呼召对我们 至少有三方面的提醒。
And this call for victory should have at least three reminders to us.
第一，我们看到得胜者他乃是常活在主荣耀同在里的人。
First, we see that the overcomers are constantly abiding in the glory of God.
在马太福音最末了的时候，复活的主向门徒显现，告诉门徒们。
So in Matthew 28, the Lord of Resurrection showed himself to the disciples.
主说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And the Lord said to them, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages.
而且我们在启示录第一章，我们刚刚读的经文也看到，人子在金灯台中间。
And earlier in chapter 1 of the book of Revelation, we also see that the Son of God is in the middle of the golden lampstand.
主应许我们，他永远不离弃我们。
The Lord has promised us that He will never forsake us.
他要与教会同在，直到世界的末了。
And He will grant His presence with His churches until the end of the ages.
兄姐妹，我们看到主他与教会同在。
We see that the Lord is with His churches.
问题是我们是否常活在他的同在里头。
The question is whether we are abiding in His presence.
当我们在一同聚集的时候，我们是不是真实的能够来享受主的同在在我们中间？
As we gather together, are we truly experiencing His presence in our midst?
我们刚刚读启示录第三章的经文，那段经文是对老底家教会所说的。
Earlier we read a scripture from Revelation, which is his words said to the church of Laodicea.
在那里给我们看到教会的主被赶到教会的门外。
We see that the Lord of the church was outside the door.
虽然聚会仍然照常举行。
Even though we continue on with our meetings.
一切事情也安排得井然有序。
And everything is in perfect order.
人数也相当多，各样节目也琳琅满目。
And we have a huge number and there are lots of dazzling programs.
可是教会的主却站在教会的门外叩门。
However, the Lord of the church is at the door knocking.
弟兄姐妹，我们很难想象这样的一幅图画。
It is hard for us to imagine this picture.
而这个图画就告诉我们。
But this picture tells us.
基督爱教会。
Christ loves the church.
即使他在他所爱的教会当中得不着他的地位。
Even though he has not gained the rightful position in his church.
他也没有离开他的教会。
He did not depart from his church.
他站在门外一直叩门。
He's at the door knocking.
一直叩门。
He's continuing at the door knocking.
他说若有听见我声音就开门了，我要进到他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
And it says that if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me.
一同就是一同坐席，就是享受主的自己。
To dine with him is to enjoy the Lord himself.
弟兄姐妹，教会的主常常被赶到教会的门外，在门外叩门。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times the Lord of the church has been cast outside and he is at the door knocking.
在你我的身上，主是不是也是站在门外，在那里叩门呢？
And in your life and my life, is the Lord also at the door knocking?
我们实在是何等感谢主。
How we thank the Lord.
他爱教会。
He loves his church.
他爱每一个他用宝血所买赎的儿女。
He loves every single child that he has purchased with his precious blood.
即使我们忽略他，即使我们冷落他。
Even though we ignore him, even if we give him the cold shoulder.
他也没有离开我们。
He has not departed from us.
他会一直在我们的门外，心门外叩门。
He will stand at the door of our heart.
直到我们听见他的声音。
Until we hear his voice.
直到我们愿意打开我们的心门。
Until we're willing to open the door of our heart.
让主能够再一次在我们心中来得着他的地位。
So that once again the Lord can gain his rightful place in our heart.
他就要把他自己丰丰满满的赏赐给我们。
And then he will grant his precious self to us.
作为我们的享受。
To become our enjoyment.
作为我们的满足。
To become our satisfaction.
当我们主日在这里一同擘饼纪念主的时候。
As we are here at the table meeting and breaking the bread and remembering him.
弟兄姐妹，我们是否真实享受主所为我们预备这样一个宴席？
Are we truly enjoying the feast that our Lord has prepared for us?
我们是否能够在擘饼聚会当中真实的享受到主的自己？
In the table meeting, can we truly enjoy the Lord himself?
为了过去的一个多月，我们的主日聚会， 我心里面实在是感谢我们的主。
For the past month plus, for this table meeting, my heart is full of gratitude.
因为主真的在我们中间。
Because the Lord is indeed in our midst.
每一次在波比聚会当中，我实在是非常的享受主自己作为我的供应。
Every time during the table meeting, I really enjoyed His full provision toward me.
当主真实在我们中间的时候，
when the Lord is truly presencing His presence in our midst,
我们就会听到主圣灵在聚会当中向我们说话的声音。
We will hear the voice that the Spirit speaks to us in the meeting.
圣灵能够自由在我们中间来感动弟兄姐妹，来开口祷告，来选诗歌。
And the Lord will, with full liberty, move brothers and sisters to open our mouth to praise Him and to call out a hymn.
这圣灵所说的话是那样的清楚。是那样带着膏油。
And the words uttered by the Spirit is so clear and full of anointing.
这背后是有许多的祷告，有许多弟兄姐妹们在主面前预备所带进来的主的同在。
And behind, is full of prayers and preparation brought in by the brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要为每一次聚会在主面前，我们要多有祷告，要常常的预备自己。
And therefore, for each and every single meeting, we need to have much prayer and we need to prepare ourselves.
好叫我们的聚会真是满了主的同在。
So that our meetings are full of the presence of the Lord.
圣灵能够在我们中间自由地来说话，自由地来运行。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit can move freely and speak freely to us in our midst.
渐渐地在我们中间，从小到大，我们对主的认识都会更加增。
Gradually, from young to old, our knowledge of Him will become more and more real.
我们的属灵生命也会渐渐的有所改变。
And our spiritual life will gradually be changed.
叫我们的生活也能够越来越圣洁，像主一样。
And our life will become holier and holier, just like our Lord.
主的见证在我们中间也就会越过越加的明亮。
And the testimony of the Lord will become brighter and brighter in our midst.
这能够叫主的心是何等的喜悦。
This will bring much joy to the heart of the Lord.
叫主的名在我们中间得着荣耀。
And the name of the Lord will gain glory in our midst.
就是有不信的人来到我们中间。
Even if an unbeliever comes into us, our midst.
他们都要从心里面来发出赞美说，真有神在你们中间。
And even they will offer praises to say, truly, a true God lives in your midst.
弟兄姐妹，这是耶稣基督的见证在教会当中。
This is the testimony of Jesus Christ in the churches.
在第二方面，我们讲到，当主与教会同在的时候，圣灵就会向教会来说话。
The second aspect is that when the Holy Spirit is in our Holy Spirit will be speaking to the churches when the testimony is here.
所以在这启示录第一个意象当中，我们看到圣经就记载了圣灵向七个教会说相同的话。
Therefore, in this book of Revelation, we see the same words that he uttered to the all seven churches.
就每封书信的末了，他都说到圣灵向众教会所说的话。凡有耳的就应当听。
Which is at the end of each letter, it says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
那圣灵向众教会说些什么话呢？
Then what is the Spirit saying to the churches?
约翰福音告诉我们，圣灵来了，他乃是要来高举基督，他要来荣耀基督。
The Gospel of John tells us that when the Spirit comes, the Spirit will teach us how to highly exalt Christ and to.
圣灵在人的心里面乃是要来帮助我们，来带领我们更多的认识基督，更多的来信从基督。
And the Holy Spirit in our heart is to help us to know Christ more and to obey Him more.
所以在五旬节初期教会在世人面前所做的第一个见证。
Therefore in Pentecost, the early church, the first testimony that they bore before the world.
彼得和约翰和使徒们站起来说，他们所做的见证就是钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督。
Peter and John stood up before men to say God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
我们看到圣灵浇灌的明证，就是证明这位钉十字架的耶稣他已经升上高天，他已经坐在宝座上。
The clear evidence that the Holy Spirit has been poured out was that this Jesus has been ascended on high and he's on the throne.
所以今天如果主在我们的聚会当中，他得着地位，他得着宝座的时候， 圣灵自然在我们聚会当中来不断地来向我们说话。
Therefore, if the Lord is highly exalted in our midst and He is enthroned in our midst, then the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to us.
所以当我们每一次来到聚会当中的时候
So every time when we come to gatherings,
这都是我们来学习来操练成为得胜者的机会。
This is the time when we have to learn and to discipline ourselves to become overcomers.
无论是在波饼聚会当中或是在我们周五读主话语的时候
Whether it is a table meeting or in Bible studies,
我们不仅要为聚会祷告
Not only do we need to pray for these meetings,
我们也要在主的面前有所预备。
We also need to prepare ourselves before the Lord.
在聚会当中，一方面听圣灵所说的话，一方面我们来顺从圣灵在我们里面的感动和带领来分享。
On one hand, in the meetings, we have to listen to what the Spirit is speaking to us. On the other hand, we have to listen to the leading of the Spirit.
当我们这样一同聚集交通主话语的时候
As we gather in this manner and we're fellowshipping in his word
当我们一同聚集能够听见圣灵向教会所说话所说的话的时候
As we gather we can hear the spirit saying the words to the churches
我们对于主的那个生命的性情和他的作为就会越来有更多的认识
We will have a further knowledge of his divine nature and his actions
这个认识就成为我们的见证
And this knowledge would then become our testimony
当在聚会当中圣灵说话的时候他有所责备
And in our midst if the Holy Spirit has a rebuke what a rebuke toward us
我们也会因此而有在主面前一个更深的悔改
As a result we will have a deeper repentance before the presence of the Lord
当主在我们身上当圣灵发出呼喊的时候他要来恢复主的见证的时候我们也会更加的顺服
And when the Holy Spirit is calling out and doing his recovery work we will have a deeper obedience
弟兄姐妹我们何等需要主这样子来带领我们
How we need the Lord to lead us in this manner
叫我们在聚会当中常常能够来遇见他
So that we can constantly meet the Lord in our meetings.
常常能够听见圣灵向教会所说的话。
So that we can constantly hear the words that the Spirit says to the churches.
叫我们这个人不断地被主来制作，不断地被主来改变。
So that we ourselves can have a Christ be formed in us and be changed by Him.
叫我们能够成为主的见证。
So that we can become the testimony of the Lord.
叫我们能够成为那金灯台。
So that we can become the golden lampstand.
第三方面讲到。主耶稣基督的见证不单是靠着我们好像做出一些什么事情。
Thirdly, we need to know that it is not that we do some external thing for this testimony of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的见证乃是基督的生命从你我的生活当中能够流露出来。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is where his life is flowing out of your life and my life in our daily lives.
弟兄姐妹，主的生命在主的见证当中他的那个地位是何等的重要
So the life of the Lord is so important in his testimony
所以在圣灵给教会书信的当中
Therefore when the Holy Spirit writes to his churches
他就提到说得胜的我必将神乐园中生命树的果子给他吃
Therefore it says that to him who overcome I will grant to eat of the tree of life
就是叫主的生命在教会中在基督徒的身上能够越过越丰盛
which is to mean that the life of the Lord is more and more abundant in Christians and in his church
他也说到那得胜的他要赐给那生命的冠冕
and also he talks about he will give the overcomer the crown of life
就看见那生命长大成熟
because this life has matured to
能够显出基督生命的那个荣耀来
and to manifest the full glory of the Lord
其实当我们读到启示录最末了二十二章的时候我们就看见那个在这个圣城新耶路撒冷当中有一条生命水的河
So if you read to the very last of the book of Revelation you see that there's a river of the water of life
你看这个河水啊它是充满了生命
And this river is full of life
它是从神和羔羊的宝座所流出来的
This river comes out from the throne and of God and of the Lamb.
所以你们这乃是在以西结书末了的那个预言得着应验了
This fulfills the prophecy in the book of Ezekiel.
在以西结书第四十七章里面讲到从圣殿里头流出来那个河呢，它所经过的地方在两岸都有许多的树木。
Ezekiel talks about when the river flows, there on the bank of each side, there are many trees.
这生命的河水呢, 就预表了圣灵。
This river of the water of life is a type of the Holy Spirit.
而这河两边的极多的树木呢, 就讲到了主耶稣基督的见证人。
The many trees on the sides of the river refers to the many witnesses for Christ.
圣经告诉我们, 这河水所到之处, 我们看见百物都必生活。
And the Bible tells us where the river goes, every living creature will live.
就是告诉我们圣灵将主的生命从许多见证人的身上流出来。
This means that the Holy Spirit enables the life of Christ to flow out men from many witnesses.
我们看到这样一个复活的生命，这样一个吞灭死亡的生命，就能够叫百物都活过来。
And we see that this life of resurrection, this life that swallows up death, abolishing death, will make everything be revived.
弟兄姐妹，什么是耶稣基督的见证呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
就当主基督的生命从基督徒的生活当中流露出来的时候，那个就是见证。
Which is the life of the Lord Jesus Christ is pouring out from the Christian. That is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
不久前，我和王姊妹有一个机会和一位年长的姐妹有交通。
Not too long ago, my wife and I had an opportunity to fellowship with an elderly sister.
在这交通里面充满了喜乐，我们祷告的时候满了赞美。
When we were fellowshipping, we were full of joy, and when we prayed together, we were full of praises.
非常稀奇的，我们都感受到从这位年长姐妹身上。
Amazingly, we both felt that we have been supplied by the life from this elderly sister.
这位年长姐妹的弟兄在近几年来身体一直处在一个极大的难处当中。
The husband of this elderly sister has been in great physical affliction in the past few years.
对，医生和药物所能做的是非常有限。
And there's very little doctors and medicine can do for this brother.
再加上这新冠疫情的缘故，他们基本上就很少出门。And
because of COVID, basically they barely left their house.
看到他们的处境，好像四面都被困住一样。It
is like that. Looking at their condition, it is like that they have been boxed in from all sides.
可是感谢主，主感动他们，叫他们每一天一同的来读主的话语，来亲近主。
However, thank the Lord. The Lord touched their hearts so that every day they read the word of the Lord together.
当他们一同在那里读主话语的时候，这是享受主自己那个宝贵的同在。
So as they read the word of the Lord together, they're enjoying the sweetness of the presence of the Lord.
这位年长姐妹告诉我们，她弟兄身上有好几种不同的这个健康的问题。
Elderly sister shared with us that her husband had many, many health issues.
其中一样呢，就是他的血压极度的不稳定。
One of the health conditions was that his blood pressure is extremely unstable.
所以有些时候血压突然间降得很低的时候呢，他就昏倒了。
And his blood pressure could be suddenly getting so low that he would faint.
昏倒他自己都不知道，然后就摔得头破牙落。
And he wouldn't even be aware that he has fainted, and he would have bumps in his head, and he would knock off his teeth.
然而从他们开始每天读主话语，享受主的同在。
However, once they started to read the word of the Lord and to enjoy the presence of the Lord,
他告诉我们每一次他们读圣经的时候，还有读圣经之后，这弟兄的血压都是他一天当中最正常的时候。
So she told us that while they're reading the word of the Lord and shortly after they finished reading the word of the Lord, that is the time when the husband's blood pressure was the most normal.
另外，弟兄 的身体在造血的方面。 最近也出现了一些的问题。
In addition, our brother also had problem with making a hemoglobin recently.
近半年来，他都需要靠着输血来维持他身体所需要的这样的一个血液。
And for the past half a year, he needs a transfusion of the blood to sustain himself.
可是神奇妙地医治了我们的弟兄。
However, God miraculously healed our brother.
最近几次的验血当中，他血液的指数呢越来越好。
So the last few blood draws, his blood count is getting better and better.
医生 都认为不需要再输血了。
So the doctors felt that there's no need for him to get any more blood transfusion.
从人来看，这一点都不合乎正常。
So from the perspective of man, none of this makes any sense.
哦，对，他们家人说 doesn't make sense. 可是感谢主啊，主在年长弟兄姐妹的软弱身上，让我们真是亲眼看见了主的恩典和耶稣基督那个见证。
However, praise and thank the Lord. From our elderly couple, we can see that even though their bodies are weak, we see with our own eyes the grace of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
因为重要的还不在于那个身体得医治。
Because the key is not that your illness has been healed.
最宝贵的是主的生命就像水流一样，从我们软弱的弟兄姐妹们身上流露出来。
The most precious is that the life of the Lord has been flowing out of our brother and sister.
这生命的河水是从坐宝座的主那里流出来。
This river of the water of life is from the throne.
我们看到当主在我们弟兄姐妹的生命里头，他得着他地位的时候。
We see that when the Lord has gained his rightful place in the lives of our brothers and sisters.
我们看见圣灵就把这生命的河水供应出来。
And we see that the Holy Spirit would make this life like river be made provision to the other people.
而这生命河水所到之处，百物都必活过来。
Whenever the river comes, all creatures will live.
这是我们在和姐妹交通之后，我们里面一同所做的见证。
This is after we fellowship with our sister. This is what my wife and I both has borne testimony for.
感谢赞美主。这是耶稣基督的见证。
Thank and praise the Lord. This is the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在要来的礼拜六，我们全教会有一次福音的聚会。
This coming Saturday, we'll have a church-wide gospel meeting.
是我们一同传福音，一同为主做见证的一个机会。
This is an opportunity where we together preach the gospel, together we bear testimony for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要在主面前同心合意的来祷告。
How we need to all pray together with one accord.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等盼望在接下来的这几天时间里头，我们好好的让主在我们生命里头，在我们的心里面来得着他的地位，来得着他的宝座。
How we desired the Lord would gain his rightful place and be enthroned in our heart in the next few days.
弟兄们，当我们一同聚集在一起的时候
，So that when we gather together,
我们也让主在我们中间得着地位，得着宝座。
The Lord will also gain his rightful place and will be enthroned in our midst.
弟兄们，我们将一同的来聚集在主的面前。
As we gather together as one,
我们就要像那条河两边的许多的树木一样。
We'll be like the many trees in the two banks of this river.
当福音朋友们来到我们中间。
When gospel friends come to us.
当福音朋友们和我们接触的时候。
When gospel friends come into contact with us.
就像我们在周三还有在昨天晚上的祷告，为福音聚会祷告里头一样。
Just like Wednesday night and just like yesterday when we pray for the gospel meeting.
即使福音朋友们他们来享用爱宴的时候。
And even as the gospel friends are partaking of the love feast.
他们听到我们所唱的诗歌。
But when they hear the hymns that we sing.
他们听到姐妹们所做的见证。
And they hear the testimonies of the sisters.
他们听到弟兄们所要释放的福音信息。
And when they hear the message of the gospel to be released by a brother.
或是他们在小组里面与弟兄姐妹一同彼此分享交通的时候。
Or as they fellowship in small groups.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵就将主的生命从我们身上流露出来。
The Holy Spirit will enable the life of the Lord to flow out from us.
叫我们能够成为主的见证。
So that we can become the testimony of the Lord.
叫主的生命能够从我们身上成为福音朋友们的供应。
So that the Lord of life from us will flow to them as their provision.
福音朋友们在我们中间。
And when the gospel friends come to our midst,
在主的宝座面前,
and when they come before the throne of God,
他们都要俯伏敬拜,
they will all fall down and worship.
他们都要说, 真有一位神在你们中间,
and they will truly say, there's truly a God living in your midst.
他们也要把颂赞荣耀, 把尊贵权柄都归给那坐宝座的和羔羊。
And they will also give blessing, honor, power, dominion to the one on the throne and the Lamb.
弟兄姐妹，何等盼望圣灵带领我们 在要来的周六，我们能够一同在这里来为主做这样一个荣耀的见证。
How we desire to all be led by the Spirit to bear this beautiful, glorious testimony on Saturday.
我们再一同低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱教会。
You love your church.
你一直与教会同在。
You have granted your presence to your church always.
愿你的爱在我们每一个心中，每一个人心中来激励我们。
May your love constrain each of our hearts.
来使我们愿意把自己来让给你。
You enable us to yield each one of us to you.
好叫你能够在我们心中来做宝座。
So that you can be enthroned in our hearts.
你能够在我们的家中来做宝座。
You can also be enthroned in our families.
你更是能够在你的教会中来做你当得的宝座。
And furthermore, you will be enthroned in your church.
主，好叫从你的宝座中就有生命的水能够流出来。
So from your throne comes the river of the water of life.
主啊，今天这个时代何等需要你。
This generation needs you so much.
何等需要你这复活的生命。
How we need this resurrection life.
主，愿你来复兴。
May you revive.
复兴你的教会。
Revive your church.
复兴这个时代。
Revive this generation.
主，叫你的荣耀能够来充满全地。
May your glory fill this earth.
我们感谢圣灵向我们说话。
We thank you for the word that the Spirit says to the churches.
愿圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
Let him who has a ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the victorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.